The Start menu provides access to all of the programs and files on your computer. By using the Start menu, you perform such tasks as starting programs, starting programs, starting programs, starting programs, starting programs. To open this menu, click the Start button. The Start menu enables easy access to starting programs. Shortcuts to the programs that you've used recently are automatically added in this area of the menu.
This arrow indicates that all programs installed on your computer are available on a secondary menu called a submenu. To open a program on that menu, point to All Programs, point to Accessories, and then click Paint. Let's assume that you're finished working in the Paint program and you need to close it. Click the File menu and click Exit.
Although the Start menu gives you centralized access to all programs on your computer, you can also open programs using the Quick Launch Bar, which provides single-click access to starting programs and other programs. To display the Quick Launch Bar, right-click an open area on the Windows taskbar, point to Toolbars, and then click Quick Launch on the shortcut menu. Click the Start button again. Because you previously opened the Paint program, the Paint shortcut now appears in the Recently Used Programs area of the Start menu. Internet Explorer and Outlook Express are frequently used by many computer users, so they're available by default. Click Control Panel.
Using Control Panel, you can change the theme and appearance of your desktop items, connect to the Internet, and install or remove programs and Windows components. You can also add hardware, maintain user account settings, as well as change your computer's date and time. Click the Close button on the title bar of the Control Panel window.
Windows provides you with starting programs, 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 starting programs,